And we have followed his journey from Ireland to Wales. But what happened to Wally the Walrus after that? Well, it appears he went to France, Spain, back to Ireland, and now it seems he has turned up in Iceland. We can talk to Pádraig Hooley, who is sightings officer with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. Pádraig, thanks for joining us this morning. Will you tell us a little bit more about how you found out about that sighting in Iceland?
Well, yeah, this is just the story that keeps giving, isn't it? He, Wally, as he was known locally, was last seen in Crookhaven in Roaring Water Bay in West Cork on August the 30th, and then just completely disappeared off our radar, which was surprising because, you know, every bay or every little fishing village he went into, you know, everybody was very aware of his presence. He was sinking ships and there was the whole circus gathered around him. But then he just disappeared and there were no sightings. And we had kind of expected that he'd be seen up the Kerry or the Clare, Galway, Mayo coast and maybe off Donegal again before he finally jumped off a headland and headed north. But there were no sightings of him. So it does seem, given that there were no sightings of him in 20 days between Crookhaven and Hofn in southeast Iceland, that it seems more likely that he took a direct line and went for a really big ocean swim. That would have been a minimum journey of 1,600 kilometres. So it's a really impressive passage to make in the space of 19 days. And that works out an average of 80 kilometres a day, or about 3.5 kilometres per hour, which is really impressive swimming. Not bad for an animal that people thought was injured or that needed human help. But, I mean, it's a really interesting example of the resilience of wildlife. If it's just left alone, that, you know, these situations, you know, if allowed, play out, that they can end well. And this does look like a story that hopefully will have a really good ending.
And can you be sure that it is him?
Again, yeah, he has a couple of features. He has this blemish on his right flipper, this white mark. We are confident it's the same animal. Plus, walruses in Iceland are rare. We sailed up there with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group for 5 weeks in 2018 and we never saw a single walrus. So walruses are almost as rare in Iceland as they are here. So he hasn't quite got home yet. He still has to get up to northern Iceland, which will take him within the Arctic Circle. And then the more likely destination is to make that 300-kilometre passage from northern Iceland in a westerly direction that will take him to Greenland, where he will find plenty of walruses and perhaps even his clan.
That is extraordinary. He certainly took the scenic route home. And just the fact that he is getting home is extraordinary, isn't it? It's like a dog. He'll always find his way back.
Yeah, really, there's a sense, if you look at the plot of his known sightings that we've been plotting in the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, you can see that he's taking long transects. And he's backtracking on himself. So he's taken a route south to Santander and Bilbao in Spain and then followed that exact route back north. So, you know, if something is lost and you're looking at sightings of a lost animal, it's kind of going around in circles, isn't it? But if this animal seems to, the track lines would suggest that he absolutely knew what he was about and that at no stage was he lost. Now, I'm kind of second-guessing what a walrus is thinking, but the danger would suggest that he actually was perhaps not as lost as we might have thought. So it is really interesting, and yet it's a wonderful mystery all at the same time. He's got a little bit to go, so hopefully he'll just get that energy to make that final burst across the Greenland Strait to Greenland. But it is an amazing story, and it's a real good example of citizen science and how members of the public can help improve our understanding of these animals. There is actually another walrus. I mean, the last time we spoke, we talked about it's unlikely that this is going to be a solitary event, but there is currently a female walrus in the Netherlands. And if that female walrus comes down the North Sea and comes out the Dover Straits and hangs a right, it's going to end up fairly quickly off the Irish south coast as well. So again, the prediction that we are likely to see more of these Arctic vagrants turning up along the Irish coast, that, you know, it seems entirely possible that this is something that we're going to have to get used to.
Well, we'll call her Wilma, maybe. Pádraic, thanks a million for talking to us. Pádraic Hooley there, sightings officer with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group.